The following audio is brought to you by Pod Bros.
You know, you sound like a commercial right there.
Shut your... Welcome to Mediator Sandwich. Once again, I'm with William from allaboutwilliam.com.
Hello.
And of course, I'm Toden from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK.
You get around a lot, man.
Well, so do you. So what does that mean? That just because I'm editing 10 different event videos right now?
Yeah. My November's going to be that way.
Oh, man. I'll be at YumaCon in November. And then I may also be at a Christmas parade. I just talked to Pod Bros about doing something for the Christmas parade. I didn't tell you about that.
No.
I just mentioned that we should probably try to get a booth inside of a store for the Wyandotte Christmas parade, because we also go to a point 5K run. You know, a big exhilarating run that lasts 0.5K for a local radio station that might be, you know, I like doing that because it's pretty fun, and plus they give you a free beer afterwards.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, if you're going to run, they should give you a beer.
Something.
So this episode, I think we're just pretty much going to be ranting about things that's been bothering us, about websites, Facebook groups,
Reddit.
So tell us the latest thing that you wanted to talk about there.
Okay, after Monroe Comic Con, my website got picked up by a cosplaying group on Reddit, not the one I usually share on, some other one. And then a secondary group that is super anti-Western cosplay picked it up. And I've been getting hit with, you know, these people should not be cosplaying anime for whatever reason. Because what was the reason that they said, oh yeah, non-Asian people aren't cute enough to cosplay Asians.
That's racist. Ding.
Yeah. And it is really funny because I looked more into the website and the two people that own it are out of Philadelphia.
I just don't understand why they would do that. Why limit someone's cosplay? I know there's a ton of different cosplay, like things like cosplay doesn't mean consent. Anything is considered cosplay, including those hoodies that flip over and become a mask. They say that's acceptable cosplay.
Yep.
Although I just want everyone to have fun. If you're having fun, that's really cool. Just don't run up to myself or... I think you feel the same way here, or to the photographers and videographers, and especially the costume contests, and want to participate. If there's a cosplay dance, if there's any, you know, whatever other event, you're here to have fun. We want you to have fun.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not trying to do anything to stop you, but I'm going to videotape the person that's in a complete getup. Yeah. Before I videotape someone that's just wearing a hoodie or even a onesie.
Yeah, I like to get pictures of people that I personally like the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
At Monroe, there was one person there that I did not get a picture of. Well, I got a picture of her in other cosplay. But she started out in Slave Leia, and she did not look...
Right. I walked right by her and...
Well, I said hi to her and then said, if you change, I'll get a picture of you. Just... I like the outfit. It's just you look too young for that. So
yeah, and I told her that when we talked to her later on. When she changed, she changed outfits. I said, you know, someone told me, hey, you got to get video of her. And I said, I can't. She looks like she's under 18. But I'm 20, whatever. It's like, doesn't matter.
It's appearances.
You look under 18. It's a family video.
Yeah.
And if he, you know, and I'm sure everyone here that's over 18 knows what I'm talking about when we say Slave Leia costume.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she pulled it off really good. But,
yes, absolutely.
And I know her really well. I've had a lot of time to interact with her. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to get her picture and put it on the website and then have somebody else think something and then I'm just starting out, so I kind of don't want people thinking anything bad about me, so...
Right, I try so hard to keep my stuff, you know, even these podcasts, family-friendly. Not saying they're aimed towards a family. No. It's just, I want people to sit here and not worry that their kids are going to see or hear something. I understand sometimes we say things that some people might not like there was a reference to Brokeback Mountain on one of the previous episodes.
I think I remember that.
And I let that go because I think that wouldn't go over kids' heads. And I thought it was very, you know, it was in very much context to the conversation.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I've been pretty good. Oh, yeah, I let one F-bomb slip, too. And in an interview with about 9 or 10 of them. I didn't even notice, so I rewatched it for the third time. Like, oh, there was an extra F-bomb in there. I didn't notice that.
I remember the next one before you even edited it. I was like, oh, look, you only have one swear word. He was like, really? Yeah, right there.
You know, sometimes it's hard, especially when you're on a time crunch.
Yeah, and then when you hear a lot of the F-bombs, you know, one might slip past you because it starts feeling normal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, so other social media rants.
There's a bunch of Facebook groups that I'm a part of in which the people that run the groups don't follow their own rules.
Okay, so basic rule. I like this. I like the basic rule. I actually left a ton of YouTube groups, Facebook groups, whatever, YouTube groups on Facebook because it's just filled with spam.
I do the same thing.
That's all it is video, video, video. Nobody's talking to each other. No one's liking each other's posts. They just go in there, drop their video, and I see what other groups do. It's not just YouTube. It's other groups, too. They go in there, drop their art, drop their website, drop their blog, drop their video, whatever, and that's it. Never talk to anybody. And, you know, we don't want to be part of a group like that. So I do understand the rule, which we have the same rule in our YouTube group.
Yeah.
You know, Southeast Michigan Creators. Southeast Michigan Creators. I don't care if you're not from the Southeast Michigan anymore. If you want to join it, feel free to join it. Just know, you know.
Most of it's probably going to be, a lot of our events are probably going to be geared towards Southeast Michigan.
Exactly. But anyways, you know, the rule is one thread a week is where you put your promotions. A lot of people do this. I like it. I don't always get to go through the entire thread because we're in several groups. So I can't go through every thread in every group. Yeah. But I do check out a couple of videos, especially when someone checks out mine and likes it. I go through and look at their stuff. It's out of, you know, it's common courtesy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, not everyone does that, but that's one rule I like. Other groups...
Yeah, there's one group I'm a part of which has no self-promotion unless, of course, you run the group, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, because the person that runs the group does it all the time.
Yeah. Are we thinking of the same group?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yes, yes.
In fact, I think
I think they just put up a new self-promotion today about how great they are. But yet, sometimes it's supposed to be a meetup group, but we put up stuff about meetups that's not even like anything we're running.
Nope.
You know, I can't even promote someone else's event. If it has nothing to do with them, they want to erase it. Yep. Although they have been getting better at that, too.
Yeah.
Of course, there are some groups that just don't want any self-promotion. I had a group... I tried to put a zombie video in a zombie group, and they're like, okay, we're going to let this one pass, but talk to me before you wanna post any more self-promotion things. This is a zombie group. I do zombie events.
Yeah.
Why can't I post this stuff in there? Because you created it. It makes, you know, yes, it's self-promotion, but it's in the theme of the group.
Yeah. Yeah, no, going back to the one topic of, you ever noticed that some of the groups kind of hate certain cities?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, being from Detroit, I hear it a lot. There's a lot of people who give me a lot of flack for just being from Detroit, so...
Yes, I mean, I don't live in the city of Detroit, but I spend a lot of time in Detroit. We do a lot of events in the area. Yep. And even groups that aren't even in Detroit pick up the name Detroit because we're in the area. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because there's people that we talk to, like, oh, yeah, this is going on. We're going this thing. And they will badmouth Detroit. Oh, why would you do anything in Detroit? I'm not even talking about who you think I'm talking about, by the way.
Oh, I know
but a bunch there's of people. A ton of people. Know. There's a ton of people that do that. You mentioned Detroit. Oh, I can't go to an event there. Look, I wouldn't invite you or tell you to come to an event that I didn't feel like it was worth going to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's... But there are some people, they stay away from things like the plague, and they were like, oh, I don't even want you to promote that. Same thing with people. Oh, you interviewed this person? I can't talk to you anymore. You're friends with them. I don't even know who this person is. I interviewed them because they were doing something interesting, and I thought it was educational. And I fact-checked them. Everything they said was true. So what's the issue? And then they give me a personal, you know, they give me a personal sob story, which sometimes it's not even a sob story. It's like, well, he was mean to me, or she was mean to me.
Yeah.
Or their son was mean to me. That's a funny one. Their neighbor, their friend of a friend was mean to me at a party which they were at.
Oh, yeah. No, my favorite one. Motor City Comic Con, I got Brent Spiner's signature. I have a friend that can't stand Brent Spiner because of something he did.
Oh, yes. Ago. I've heard that story.
Yep.
Uh-huh. There's a few people that don't like him, though. Yeah. There's quite a few people. There's
a few people, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get all the signatures of everybody that was on the Next Generation, and you can't do that without Brent Spiner. So mm-hmm. I got his autograph. He was actually pretty cool. He liked my Chewbacca shirt. And he liked the girl that I was with, because, well, she was cute. I wasn't with her, but...
Leave it to you to wear a Chewbacca shirt to a Star Trek signing.
Well, I was at Comic-Con.
Leave it to you to wear a Chewbacca shirt to a Comic-Con to get a Star Trek signing.
Yeah.
Shining. Well, why did I say shining? I meant signing.
Well, I know Brent Spiner doesn't like the fact that he's known for being Data, so...
No, he doesn't. And you know, it makes it hard when you're typecast.
Yeah.
But he only has two roles to his name. He has Data and he has Mad Scientist. Of course, Mad Scientist is in, like, three different movies, but Mad Scientist.
Yeah. And then he's a voice actor for, like, a whole bunch of different things.
Oh, that comes with being in Star Trek, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't look at a Star Trek... You don't look at the guy that plays Odo and go, oh, you're the chef from Little Mermaid. Can you sing me that song? Which I've heard him sing the song in person at a Star Trek convention when I was in, like, middle school. It was awesome. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know he sang... You know, I was in middle school. I didn't know he sang that song. And he did a song and dance and everything. Thing. Like, Odo's cutting a rug. I like this.
Yeah.
We need more Star Trek conventions.
We do. I think the closest one to us is in Jersey.
Well, that's better. I thought it was going to be in California.
Yeah, I'd have to look. I haven't actually heard about the one in New Jersey in a couple years, so it might not be there no more.
They used to have Star Trek conventions in Dearborn every year.
At the Creation Station.
Mm-hmm. Did we mention we do a lot of local events?
A ton of them. When I get done at the end of November, I'm going to have done 14 cons that are local to Michigan.
Yeah, I have 11 11 videos I need to edit, so I don't know how many events. What I might do in December, I did this in 2014. I didn't do it last year, 2015, but I'll probably do it this year, is go back and make a quote-unquote best of video.
Oh, yeah.
In 2014, it was a best of zombies, but this will be just a best of events. So it'll be zombies and Comic-Cons.
Hmm.
Don't ask me what will be in it. They're a bloody nightmare to edit. Because, first off, you have to watch every single one of your videos, and you have to make sure you actually have the footage from all those videos. Which I normally do, but sometimes things, you know, something happens to the backups and you have to find the backup to the backup. And then you have to cut out your favorite things and you figure out what's your favorite out of the favorite.
Yeah, I'm going through that right now with my pictures. I'm not even done with the year yet, and I'm like, I've got 42 in my favorites, and I needed to whittle it down to 12 or 13.
Right. Well, what I found people really liked about that Best of 2014 was the events I covered, when I put them in there, they released that video as well. They're like, hey, look, we made it into a Best of video. And they took some pride in that. And that's really awesome.
Yeah.
And also, it is a little bit of clickbait because it says best of. I'm not telling them it's best of the events that I attended because that's way too long of a title. And who wants to see that?
No, not me.
I actually thought of just doing best of videos of just things that I've done just to be like best of Nerf videos and just play my Nerf videos. I was looking for that today because I was just curious if any of my Nerf videos made it into someone's best of list. I couldn't find a best of Nerf videos, but I found a few channels and series called Best of Nerf Battle, which was just one person doing things. It was like a whole channel just of their own stuff because they want to put best on it. The best, the most epic.
Yeah, best. And then you get exclusives. I have this exclusive thing that everybody else does anyway.
Hey, we are a Pod Bros exclusive that can also be heard on Podbean, Toden.com, AllAboutWilliam.com, MediaLitterSandwich.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK, maybe iTunes eventually, Stitcher. But we are exclusive to Pod Bros. We love you, John. We do. Some words I just don't understand the meaning of anymore.
Like exclusive.
I don't know what it means anymore. Does that mean we can't post anywhere else? No, post anywhere you want. You know, okay. Just don't become part of any other podcast network. So I can join a YouTube network?
Yeah, I thought for a minute there he was going to smack you when we were doing that question. I mean, great guy and all, but you could tell when we start getting on your nerves.
Oh, it's my specialty. That's the Toden number two.
Yeah, well, it's my specialty too.
So what's something that really annoys you on Facebook?
Right now, political stuff, because it's everywhere, and it's everywhere.
It's that season, and I haven't seen too much of it on YouTube, probably because I've barely been on YouTube, other than uploading and promoting and the four or five channels I could still follow.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, and then I quoted somebody yesterday. I think it was Edward Snowden I quoted. It was a First Amendment thing, and if you get to know me, I'm a big, big First Amendment supporter. You should be allowed to say whatever you want without somebody coming in to stop you. But I had somebody come up to me and tell me the whole quote that I said was invalid because Edward Snowden escaped with secrets.
They do realize Edward...
I'm going to ignore that, put that aside, be done. It's like...
Right.
I just can't deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, I do post political posts. When I do, I try to make sure it's not to public, it's only to friends. And I do make sure I try to limit myself because who really cares what I think? Let's just be honest. Yeah. You say things because you really strongly, you know, feel them and maybe someone will listen. But don't... Just watch yourself. Don't be the annoying person. And also, what bugs me is when people post things without any research. I don't want to say which topics, but there's some topics that always make me go, do you know what you're talking about? Or, this is so complicated, it's hard to have any stance. Or, do you realize this is not a football game? You can't root for a team in this.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Not, it's not black, and every topic is not black and white. You can't say this person's right and this person's wrong, or yeah. they should have did this, or they should have did that. You know, I know I'm being very general here, but there's just so many circumstances where you're like, you know, you're all wrong because nobody is right.
Yeah. And and a couple of my friends on Facebook lately have become "I'm right about everything" kind of people and have commented on everybody's things.
Yeah. I should go back to just commenting "All hail Hypnotoad."
Yay!
All glory to Hypnotoad.
There we go.
And Toadin.
Hail Hydra.
Hodor.
Yeah.
So the theme... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, that just had me... Took me back right there when he was like... His whole argument's invalid because he was a traitor. Okay. And apparently released secrets that everybody knew about since they were 5.
Things that are bothering me on Facebook... Things that bother me in general... are people that can't communicate directly with you. Now, let me clarify. There's people I barely ever talk to, and I'm Facebook friends with them to try to keep up communication. So I comment on their stuff. I like yeah. their stuff. Let them know I'm still around. I'm paying attention. Because it's so hard to, you know, you can only really maintain a certain amount of relationships. And having 1,000 Facebook friends is very unrealistic.
Yeah.
But at least sometimes you can make your presence known. And also, you can be like, oh, I need to talk to this person. Oh, they're my Facebook friend. You know, and you can figure something out. But it doesn't always work. And some people really get offended when you're not allowed to critique people anymore, too, it seems like.
Yeah. I get a lot of people get mad at me for fact-checking something that they say or something. No, and one of my friends, she just got something small and wrong, and I was like, this one little spot's wrong, only because it changes a lot of things, so here's the answer. And I didn't even comment on hers. I sent her a private message, so it wasn't public.
Right.
Yeah. Because it was a political thing, and I didn't want her to think I was bashing her political viewpoints. But somebody she supports for president, she said something and he didn't.
And or she didn't.
Well, yeah, or she didn't.
Yeah.
I
because we have, at least 2 females running and at least 63 males running.
That's true.
They might not be on every ballot, but there's at least 2 men and 1 female on every single ballot. Yep. And on some ballots, there's multiple women and multiple men running for president.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how many people get on me for just making that known? There's people that got... I was in college and someone got mad at me when I said there's more... You know there's over 6 people that run for president, right? You know, there's even more than that are legal write-in votes.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but they don't count. Well,
okay.
If you vote for them, someone's physically, you know, someone is counting that vote. So, well, that's not what I meant. It's like, I know that's not what you meant, but at the same time, I'm a big believer of the First Amendment, and if that's the only way you can get heard,
then hey.
Okay, so recapping, we talked about some of our things on social media that bother us. Don't let that stop you from doing anything. Yes, there's some groups that look like they'll be perfect to promote yourself in. Just promote yourself in them. Talk to the admin. Asking permission sometimes is better than not. And other times, it means vice versa. But if you're honest and direct, it's almost always better. And majority of groups are so open to promotion, especially if it's within the focus. Don't let don't let that one admin that says, this is my group. I am the only one that could promote myself. And him over there because he's my friend. And her over there because...
she's connected.
Yeah, because they're connected. And their daughter has the cutest pink tails in the world. I have to show that off. You know? Don't let that stop you. Just, you know, they're little small things. Tell us. Let us rant about it for you. Because you shouldn't spend time on that stuff. Shouldn't either, but no. We're human.
So we're going to.
So feel free to put your Facebook rant or your promotion rant or something that really bothered you.
Or your Reddit rant, because I did talk about that a little bit.
Your Reddit rants. I still need to figure out how to even work Reddit. That's my Reddit rant.
It took me a while to figure that out. Now I'm kind of all over Reddit.
We'll have to talk about that. I know there's some good videos and some good things to talk about Reddit, but I might have to have you give me a tutorial.
Well, Tom suggested I make videos on it, so I'm thinking about doing that.
Okay. So, anyways, comment your rants, you know, whether it's about Reddit, Facebook, YouTube, someone that you that stopped you from doing something, you know, and you just need to get off your chest, or just talk to us in the comments below on YouTube or on Pod Bros, MediaLearSandwich.com, AllAboutWilliam.com, Tonin.com. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed our discussion.
See ya.